Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 1st in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. Wow, a lot going on, Kurt. So you got all kinds of states now, and the sheriffs in those states, passing and promoting gun control laws, but yet the sheriffs are going, hey, man, I'm not going to enforce that. I'm not going to comply. This is bogus. And the latest one is a sheriff in Maryland saying the same thing, Kurt?
Well, that's right, Sam. And, at least as Sheriff Mack told us last hour, it's good news, that the sheriffs are realizing their power. That's what the headline from Breitbart says. Maryland sheriff on gun confiscation bill, we will not comply. I guess there's a county there called Wicomico County. I've never heard of it. But anyway, the sheriff there, Mike Lewis, says he and his deputies will not comply if Maryland lawmakers follow through with a long gun licensing and confiscation law. He told the Delmarva Now that he believes lawmakers are punishing residents throughout the state for the out-of-control crime in Baltimore. He said law-abiding citizens are repeatedly being penalized because of Baltimore City's inability to control their crime. And I'm sorry, he says, I'm not someone's puppet. I'm going to stand up for what I think is unjust and unconstitutional to the American people, including those living in the state of Maryland.
Thank the Lord for sheriffs like that, on Kurt.
Amen to that. He added, we're going to let them know that we are sick and tired of being penalized for Baltimore City's inability to control crime. If these bills pass, we will not comply. There you go. I guess the bill, a little more detail on that, according to Police One. House Bill 786 would regulate shotguns and hunting rifles similarly to handguns. It would do this by creating a license for long gun ownership and requiring universal background checks on long gun sales or purchases. HB 796 does not explicitly require confiscation of firearms from unlicensed owners, but it does allow the Department of State Police to create regulations to carry out the law. I guess the local radio or TV, WBOC, there quoted Lewis stressing his determination to stand against enforcement of HB 786. He said, I will stand up against it.
You got to love those sheriffs. And I know that Sheriff Richard Mack and Rick Dalton and me and you, Kurt, and many others involved in the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org, if you want to learn more, are really trying to organize this and put this issue on the map for discussion. When Washington State may have passed a gun control law, but at least 20-plus sheriffs, over half of the sheriffs, are saying, I'm not going to do it. And when you have that same thing going on in Maryland, and then you have the House passing two different but equally unconstitutional anti-gun bills, it's time to stand up and be involved here. All right, Donald Trump.
Sam, quick, I was one of the reason I think this is kind of interesting. I kept thinking about these stories about these sheriffs not doing what the big cities say. Makes you think of the Electoral College, right?
Oh, that's a great point.
The reason I mention that is, just as someone said, you could have these big population centers where, the people are pretty much socialist, if not maybe even farther, that want to make laws that do away with the rest of our freedoms.
Yeah, your point is primarily the checks and balances discussion, right, Kurt?
Well, yeah. I mean, you look at it and in the apparently that's one of the reasons for the removal, or the hope for removal that some have, to get rid of the Electoral College.
Yeah, because the Electoral College gives the small states a seat at the table, primarily, is the point, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, the population's just obliterated by the large states.
Yeah, and you just morph right in from a republic right into a democracy, and we've got enough trouble with that already. But
and the checks and balances that you're speaking of are where the sheriffs are saying, hey, you know what, I know the legislature says that they want to violate gun rights, but you know what, I don't believe that's right in my jurisdiction as the chief law enforcement officer. I don't want to do that. And
right.
So the checks and balances are incredible, and this is one of the blessings of our republic that is really under-discussed and underrated, in my opinion. The checks and balances are so brilliant, Kurt. So valuable, so important, right?
Right, and you could take it back to the idea of the emperor wearing new clothes or no clothes or whatever. And he had told everybody, hey, how do you like these? And, any of the thinking people said, man, you're just standing there buck naked, But anybody else who wanted to be a king or wanted to be a, go along kind of guy, hey, that's a really nice set of clothes.
Looking good there, buddy.
And so you got to have the guys that aren't those go along kind of guys that are little stand up and tell it like it is. And this story about the Cowboys would kind of fit that, don't you think?
Yeah, interesting headline, I guess. Donald, picked up the... do you pick up the phone these days, Kurt?
Well, I guess so. It's a headline from Breitbart. Says, Cowboy gets call from Trump. Thanks the people's president for putting America first. Now, I guess, Sam, I saw some pictures here. I didn't even know about it. But some New Mexico cowboys, they say, recently rode through downtown Washington, D.C. Now, that's a long ride from New Mexico.
They didn't do that. They didn't ride from New Mexico, did they?
Well, they came from New Mexico and brought their horses. I think they actually had pickups and trailers to get there.
What
I mean? But the bottom line is as they rode, here's what the one guy said. The guy's name is Griffin, last name Griffin, first name Couy. I don't know for sure if you say that Cooey or, whatever. He got a phone call from the White House and shared the conversation with the Breitbart News editor-in-chief. The guy spoke even during the CPAC thing, I guess he was there. He said, we just wanted to go out simply and solely as a sign of support for our president. Let the president know we had his back. And he, along with about a dozen other cowboys, rode from Cumberland, Maryland, along the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal to Arlington Cemetery, where they got a police escort around the nation's capital.
You know what it makes you think of? It makes you think of this song, Kurt. Doesn't it, kind of? You don't know this song, do you, Kurt?
I'm waiting to hear it.
Keep going with your story
it
here.
It takes me a while. It takes me a while
you to probably
get
don't know
it,
this
you know.
One now. Yeah.
Sure sounds good.
You know who it is?
I don't. Who is it?
It's the Dixie Chicks, man.
There you go.
Yeah. Song's called. Well, maybe I ought not tell you what it's called. Maybe I ought to let her. It's called Cowboy Take Me Away.
Huh. Okay. Cool.
And she says, pray in there, man. I better turn this off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see what I mean? Cowboy take me
by the way,
praying and all that. But I bring that up just because it's important to understand Americans, for the most part, stand together. And the Dixie Chicks and other bands, they don't dare talk about politics, really, because they'll just get taken down. Mm-hmm. Their whole careers will be destroyed in America, folks.
Well, speaking of that, Sam, before we get back to this story, You saw the email from this lady came by yesterday, and you know, she kept kind of humming or doing some little, you know, it was almost like she was doing a little practicing for her singing gig. And I commented, she said she was buying honey for her voice. And I was kind of interested to see, hey, you know, what do you, I mean, are you doing this to go on some show, or are you doing a play? You know, what are you doing? She said, no, just, I can't remember what she explained, but I invited her to be a guest. And, you know, I said, hey, send Sam some of your audio, and maybe he'll even have some voice work you could do or whatever. And she seemed pretty excited about it. So I don't know if that'll happen, but I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
You know, some Kurt lady selling honey
to help people with their voices.
Help her voice.
Yeah. And the FDA wants to shut him down, folks.
Anyway, back to the cowboy story, and I appreciate the audio.
I thought it was a cool story, this cowboy story, though. Hey, Donald Trump calls a cowboy, and cowboy basically thanks the president for putting, the people in America first, Kurt?
Yeah, and he's come from New Mexico that's basically held by a bunch of liberals, and yet he's saying, hey, we need help on the border down here, man.
President. Amen to that. By the way, we need to talk about CNN, too. CNN's just off the rails, man. They're being accused of something. We'll tell you about it. Sam and Kurt.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Yeah, Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby breaking down the news like nobody's business. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips at libertyroundtable.com. If you have the heart to help, go ahead and donate to libertyroundtable.com, and we'll use every penny to grow our presence in the media, promise. Cowboy gets called from Donald Trump. That's good news. I got to dig that. I wish Donald would call me. I got some things I'd want to tell him. I'd say, please help us free the prisoners. The Innocence in Prison Project is critical. Please help us free the prisoners. You want to learn more about that? TheFreedomCoalition.com. But I would beg him to free the prisoners. I wouldn't ask for anything personal, Kurt. And I agree with this cowboy that, you know, thank him for making America great and putting America first. I love that idea. Putting America first, that's critical. But if we're going to put America first, it starts with the innocent babies, protecting their lives, pro-life, and it starts with protecting the innocents in prison. And I wouldn't ask for a single thing for myself. But while we're trying to work on those good things with the president, CNN, what? They got caught with their hand in the cookie jar kind of a thing?
Well, you remember the last time Bernie Sanders ran for president.
Good
right,
old Sam? Bernie. I mean, that guy's just a nutcase, isn't he?
Well, yeah, but at least, you know, we live in an America where you think, you know, you're kind of told that, hey, if you run, then it's going to be fair for everybody. You know, it's going to be, you know, I mean, you just let the voters decide, right? That's what you're told. And yet, then you find out behind the scenes, Sam, you know, like the ones who supported Bernie Sanders last time, found out that, well, the fix was in for Hillary way back a long time ago, and it really didn't matter what Bernie did. But this time around, he's running again, and he's got some good support. And now, I question people who support him, but still, at least it's part of the whole freedom experiment. But he had a town hall event, and they aired it on CNN. And, you know, surprisingly, Sam, there were some little shenanigans going on behind the scenes. You know, some stuff, well, like, for example, the CNN lady called this person that was there a former biology professor, where the LinkedIn page lists her current job description as chair of the Baltimore County Democratic Party.
Yeah, so but if you say that, then people are going to know you're involved in collusion, Kurt.
Yeah.
And behind the scenes, protecting and promoting the Democrats, right? Pretending you're a news service and you don't have an agenda, but then behind the scenes, you know, and so they wordsmith it. But, Kurt, is this the first time we've seen this? I mean, they do it all the time, and we've caught them so many times.
You know, and yet, you know, it's all about, as you said, the issue is honesty, and he who owns the media makes the rules. Another person they labeled as an active Democrat, you know, the Breitbart piece says, which is far less descriptive than the Charles County Democratic Central Committee's description of her as their chair.
That's pretty active.
You know, she wasn't just a an active Democrat. Anyway, it's just interesting to see.
But what they say is true, though. Both of those things are true, right? She is an active Democrat. It's just leaving out the critical stuff. It's wordsmithing into a manipulated viewpoint. Same thing with this thing. I bet you this person is a, what do they say she was, that other one?
Active Democrat
or a
former biology professor.
I bet it was a former biology professor. I bet if you go research, it's true, Kurt.
Yeah.
See, they're just into the truth over there, CNN, buddy.
Yeah.
It's just manipulated lies, though, man. It's intentionally misleading the public. Mm-hmm. But there you have it, during Bernie Sanders' town hall. And then they're running around saying collusion, huh? All right.
Yeah.
How do you say this lady's name? Rashida Tlaib?
I'm not really sure, Sam.
Tlaib?
You know.
Tlaib?
It's like T-L-A-I-B.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Tlaib, so I don't know.
Tlaib? Tlaib? Tlaib?
And I'm not trying to make fun of her.
I'm not either. I'm just saying I don't know how to pronounce that.
No idea. You know. Anyway.
If I had to say, I would say it's Tlaib.
All right. You know, she might say it's like.
But you got the Rashida part, right?
Zinsky or something like that. Yeah, well, that looks like it's a word that I can, you know, pronounce. And the Breitbart headline, Rashida T, suggests Mark Meadows racist for inviting prop Lynn Patton. Now, you know, if you read the headline there, what do you think of this story, Sam?
Well, since I've read the whole story, I think this is just manipulated, because the reason that I say it's manipulated is they don't really have the backstory, and they wordsmith. For example, inviting a prop. Okay, Kurt, do you know what a prop is?
Well, something to make your point, to make it look a little better. You know, like you have, say you're going to do a presentation about something, and you know, if you have a real cool picture of it or whatever, then that's a nice prop.
I agree.
But in this case, you have Mark Meadows, who, the guy's a white guy, Sam, so he's just pretty much going down already. But he invited a lady, you know, so this is a woman, a housing and urban development official. Her name is Lynn Patton. As a refutation to the idea that Michael Cohen, you know, Trump's former lawyer, said that President Trump is a racist. And, you know, Sam, you'd think that this would be a pretty good proof. You know, here's a black woman that the president has chosen. He could have invited Ben Carson, you know, and I suppose many other. But, of course, you know, that would make logic. I mean, this lady in Congress just doesn't think it's fair. In fact, she calls him more of a racist because he actually brought this black woman, right?
Yeah, a prop, Kurt, is an object used by the actors.
Mm-hmm.
Or actresses, right? Okay, so this is suggesting that, that Meadows is just an actor. We're talking about an elected congressman, right?
Yes.
I don't think that he's acting. Secondly, a, what is it, Kurt? An object used by the actor. So now we're calling black people props.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that racist or what? It's not even a person, buddy. It's just an object used to make a point. See, I reject this whole thing. So what you got is this double standard. He can't bring her in to make the point that what? Donald's not a racist?
Right.
Okay, and this black person says, hey, I was with, what, she worked for Donald?
She, well, she's in the housing and urban
Oh, you mean she works so for Donald right now? It's not even past tense.
Government, yeah.
It's
yeah,
like real right now. So this black person that works for President Trump, along with Ben Carson and many others, is saying Donald's not a racist, and so she shows up at this thing. They should be delighted women are coming to the house, black women and stuff like that. But instead, they say that she's literally... Well, Mark Meadows is kind of an actor, and she's just an object used by this actor. Kurt, I don't know that it gets more offensive than that. That's as racist as, and as belittling as it gets.
Yeah, very good.
She's just a prop. She can't think for herself. She's not really a person. She's just being used and abused by Mark Meadows. But as far as I understood, Kurt, she's there on her own free will and choice. And she's certainly intelligent and enough to be in the Trump administration right now, not even past tense. Right?
That's right.
I just don't get it. But this is how we allow the media to manipulate and wordsmith the truth, Kurt. So think about it. You got all these Democratic operatives in this collusion with CNN, and they wordsmith their way out of it. And now you got this Rashida Tlaib. She's a black lady, right?
Well, she's a woman of color is what they call her, Sam.
Well, I don't think how to use that term. That's old school. I mean, that's kind of offensive.
I mean, when I see her picture, she's got black hair.
Yes,
and she's got black eyebrows, but she sure looks pretty white compared to the lady next to her. So I don't know.
So what, you got a not quite as black lady saying that the blackest of them both is the, quote, prop?
That's...
I don't even understand the discussion
here,
man.
But the thing
here,
is, Sam, she's a... She's in the Democrat side, and so and you know she's standing up for the racist, you know, standing against.
Here's
racist,
the problem:
President
Mark
Trump.
Meadows will probably shrivel,
yeah,
and not double down and say you're off your rocker. See, what I would do is get on the House floor if it were me. Isn't this in the House, or is Mark Meadows a senator?
House.
Okay, House, and I'd get on the House floor and I'd say, listen, this one black lady. Instead of advocating for women to be represented in the House, a woman that's hired by Donald Trump wants to make her own statement about her beliefs on President Trump. She doesn't believe he's a racist. She works with him right now. She has her own mind on this, her own thoughts, her own beliefs as a woman and as a black American. And she wants to make this point, and they're shutting her down and calling her nothing but a prop, suggesting that I'm an actor using an object for a manipulated purpose. Why don't you let this black lady speak for herself, Kurt? Wouldn't you,
you know,
like
I guess
hear from
Mark, her? Right. I guess Mark Meadows could go ahead and say, I'm identifying as a black guy today.
Yeah, or she could just say, you're mocking me. I'm a white woman defending Donald. All right, quick pause. But I'm just saying it's psychotic, folks.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his relationship with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is a very good one, despite the collapse of the two leaders' summit in Hanoi, Vietnam. A day after returning to Washington, Trump says on Twitter that the two had a very good meeting. He also tells Sean Hannity on Fox News,
"It's a much tougher deal to make. Maybe it won't get made, but that's the deal that we should have. And you can't give up everything if you don't get that."
California Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring a state of emergency in parts of Northern California that have been ravaged by deadly flooding. Thousands have been ordered to evacuate, and numerous mudslides are reported, and at least one person has died so far. President Trump's son-in-law and top advisor, Jared Kushner, is denying a report in the New York Times that says the president instructed then-Chief of Staff John Kelly to grant top-secret security clearance to Kushner. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Donald Trump is set to highlight CPAC in Washington, D.C. USA Radio Network's Rick Vinson says Senator Lindsey Graham spoke on Thursday.
Graham says his relationship with President Trump didn't get off to a great start.
So President Trump and I did not start off well. I remember meeting him after he got elected, and he said, "Hey, Lindsey, I don't have your phone number." And I said, "There's a reason for that." So I've given him my phone number, and trust me, he uses it.
Graham has since become one of the president's strongest supporters. He told the group that although the president can be a handful, he wants to see Trump succeed, and he enjoys the ability to influence Trump by staying in the president's corner. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The Federal Trade Commission is slapping video sharing app TikTok with a record $5.7 billion fine for violating child privacy. This is USA Radio News.
Anyway, this black lady, I guess, is now a prop for the racist, Mark Meadows. And it's amazing. And I want to hear from the lady that they claim is a prop, Kurt. I think she's plenty capable of speaking for herself. How come we don't hear from these people? We just hear the manipulated press's account.
Well, it looks like I could find you some audio from her because she is speaking out. One thing, a little bit more on the story with Mark Meadows. This is what the lady said, you know.
What lady? You got to help me out.
Term loosely, you know.
So this is the Rashida lady. Got it.
Yeah, she said, "As a person of color in this committee, that's how
I think that's like old school though. Person of color is kind of offensive, isn't it?"
Well, it's.
And I got another question: is black
just like if you're a black person, you can call yourself the N word, call your buddies that, but if anybody else does it, you know, that's bad. Well, that's a good point, Sam. I mean, you know, and even white, I thought was a color, but they say it's the absence of color anyway. She goes on to say, "I'm not calling the gentleman, Mr. Meadows, a racist for doing so. I'm saying that in itself, it is a racist act." Meadows responded that, quote, "There's nothing more personal to me than my relations," noting that his niece and nephew are people of color. "Not many people know that," the North Carolina Republican added, and to indicate...
And this is the problem for Mark Meadows, though, Kurt?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that he doesn't understand, they don't care if he's got family that's black or whatever else. That's not even relevant. You want to know why?
No. Because they call him a racist.
Because they know he's not a racist anyway. That isn't even the point. The point is we want you to just shut up and get out of the debate. Sit down. Yeah. You don't have a seat at this table. you're a bad guy, right?
That's right. And he finishes up, or the Breitbart piece finishes up and says, Mark Meadows said, and to indicate that I asked someone who is a personal friend of the Trump family that she's coming in to be a prop. It's racist to suggest that I ask her to come in for that reason, he added.
And I think it's racist to call her a prop anyway.
Yeah, that's basically what he's saying, I think.
I think she's a woman.
Yeah.
And I think she's an American. Mm-hmm. And furthermore, I think, what, she's an official on Donald Trump's team or in his administration?
That's right.
So all he's trying to do is demonstrate the fact that, look, if Donald's a racist, number one, he's got this black lady on his team. And number two, she doesn't believe he's a racist.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a division in the black community about what we think. Maybe rather than it being a black issue or a black-white issue, maybe it's what we believe about America, Kurt.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not a color thing at all. Maybe one lady believes we ought to destroy the American Democrat style, and the other lady believes we ought to build America up Trump style.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't that really the debate? Because you got white people on both sides of that.
They're all supposed to agree, you know what I'm saying?
I think they're supposed to have their own opinions, no matter what color they are. And I think Mark and this lady have the same opinion, basically. Not on everything, but, you know, on this core issue. And this other lady has a different opinion. Why can't we just have those different opinions and leave race the heck out of it?
Good point.
And the answer is because then we win and they lose.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, good point.
Yeah. Anyway, I just find the whole thing very, very strange. I mean, it's just a sad tale. This whole deal, in my opinion, is just a sad tale because it's so divisive, Kurt. So unhelpful. I don't see anything value with this whole tangent. Well, there's a herbalist in the news Kurt wants to mention.
Well, yeah, Sam. You know, and you see this so many times. I guess it kind of goes together. You've got this herbalist. At the same time, you've got this Adelson guy has now said he's under treatment for cancer, so he won't be getting this herbalist kind of stuff. But the headline reads, herbalist accused of child abuse after harbor boy's death sentenced to jail. But, you know, anytime if you twisted the story around, Sam, and it was a somebody offering like chemo or radiation and the boy died, well, they'd just say, well, that's just how it goes, you know what I mean? It's just somehow that side gets the okay. It's almost like this story we were just talking about. You know, if you're that lady and she's a Democrat, then she can just spout off whatever and it's all okay. Yeah.
And that's the way it seems.
Does, doesn't it?
But I don't even understand all these people sentenced to jail. What's up with all this?
Well, because, you know, there's the approved so-called way to treat things.
Which is government drugs backed by the Food and Drug Administration.
Yeah. Well, and then, of course, not only them, you got the massive pharmaceutical world. And then you've got the people that feel like, hey, that's not the way I want to go. And in this case, this guy, Timothy Morrow, was found guilty of one count of practicing medicine without a license after a two-week trial in the L.A. City Attorney's Office. The court sentenced him to 120 days in county jail, 48 months of summary probation. They say he must also pay a $5,000 fee, restitution to the 13-year-old victim's family for funeral expenses, remove or withdraw publications and videos that recommend using herbs instead of following medical advice, and issue a clear warning label on all his herbal products. Morrow was required to complete a one-year child abusers treatment counseling program as well. And this is all from the people that are pro-choice, Sam. And so this herbalist who treated this Harbor Gateway boy who died of diabetes complications got this 4 month jail sentence. And by the way, Sam, the guy who did this, he's a black guy, Sam. This black herbalist, and yet you'd think he'd kind of get some soft treatment, but no, you know, he's stepping into that herbal world, and so.
Well, I'll bet you if this guy went to the cartel,
bad dude,
like the drug cartel, yeah, the Sinaloa cartel, or whatever, then they'd probably let him like roll.
Sinaloa, yeah, that's right.
Isn't that what it's called?
They say shortly before the Sinaloa. I think Sinaloa, is what they call it, but anyway, yeah, it's you know, sin has got the word in there. But
yes,
anyway,
it does.
Shortly before the Sinaloa victim died, they say in the KTLA.com report, Moro told the victim's parents not to give him insulin, but instead to administer the herbs that he was selling. That was a statement from the U.S. Attorney's Office said the victim suffered a cardiac arrest and died the next day as a result of complications from his diabetes. And I would say they don't really know why people die in many cases, Sam, but they do their best guess to ask. It says the medical examiner determined the victim would have lived had he received proper medical treatment. So, you know, the bottom line is, hey, if you're going to step off the plantation, even if you're a black guy, but you're an herbalist, you're in trouble, Sam. Now he's got to have child abuse classes and stuff like that so that he'll be a good boy in the future.
Uh-huh.
Right? No pro-choice.
And what does a good boy mean? Yeah, no pro-choice, no standing with white people, no America great again. Right? Now, by the way, I always like to do this, and I'm going to do this a little different this time. I usually say Kirk Crosby this or Kirk Crosby that, and I'm demonstrating the absurd a little bit by being absurd, but I'm also demonstrating our appeal to fairness and honesty, standing by the right issues all the time. So yeah, this time I'm going to use Sam instead of Kirk, because I feel like I don't want it to ever appear that I'm picking on Kirk, right?
All right.
But Sam agrees with the porn star. See, I usually would be like, Kurt agrees with a porn star, because I'm just trying to highlight, but I'm not trying to pick on Kurt. And so, you know, it kind of dawned on me the other day or whatever. It might appear that I'm just picking on Kurt or whatever. I'm really not. I'm just demonstrating the point. I could say Richard Mack agrees with a porn star. But in this case, I agree with the former porn star. Her name is Jenna Jameson, right, Kurt?
Yeah, now, when I saw the word porn star, you know, right off, I think of the president's deals with whatever her name is, Stormy or whatever, because everybody gets slammed with those kind of stories. But this one, you know, they're not going to slam this story on you, Sam. It's not going to kind of hit everywhere, because this former porn star, she says that abortion is essentially butchering babies. And she says anyone who supports this evil is damned, she says. She said these monster Democrats are essentially butchering babies. That's what she said in a social media post. And, I'll tell you what, this is one tough customer. She's going after it. She, quit the adult film industry. That's what they call it. And she converted to Judaism.
Well, I'm grateful that she found a higher purpose in life.
Yeah.
And I agree with her when she blasts the Democrats on abortion, where she says they're essentially butchering babies. She's right.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future? and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
All right, so I agree with the porn star, Jenna Jameson. She blasts the Democrats on abortion, says you're essentially butchering babies. She's spot on. This isn't just abortion, Kurt. This is literally murdering live little children. Kurt, let's be clear about this infanticide that's going on, right?
You couldn't be more clear, Sam. I mean, that's just the way it is. Yeah, I don't know if you saw that Ben Carson story, but, you know, here's a guy who, he's in the White House, basically, is on the president's cabinet. He was a former, chief neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins. I mean, he came out of the hood. Came out of the hood and basically, you know, rose to where he did operations, surgeries on babies prematurely born, and even the babies still in the mother's womb. And he said, hey, I can guarantee that they can feel, they can react. He says you have to give them anesthesia if you're going to cut them, believe me, Carson said, but they can also respond to comfort and to warmth. And for somebody to say that's a meaningless bunch of cells, honestly, is just totally ignorant.
Amen.
And I guess he was speaking at CPAC, Sam, there. And,
bottom line is
Ben Carson.
Ben Carson always does a phenomenal job. He's an incredible speaker. He's a good, honest, moral man. He's proof that, you know what, there is opportunity in America. And I hope we can work together towards making more opportunity for more people.
I guess when he was there at CPAC, he was asked by Penny Nance, she's the president of Concerned Women for America, she said, when do you believe life begins? He says, that's a very good question, because with all the technology that we acquired as human beings, we still don't have the ability to create life. Carson said, God has orchestrated an incredible situation where the egg and sperm come together, and within a matter of 10 to 12 weeks, you can see the little fingers and the little toes, the little nose and the face. The heart has started to beat. Carson said, it's absolutely amazing.
Couldn't agree more. Completely concur with Ben.
Yeah.
All right. I guess a former campaign staffer alleges that Donald Trump kissed her without her consent. The White House denies the charge, Kurt.
You know, yeah. I was kind of thinking this would get a lot more coverage than it has. I guess
probably not. There's too many other things to beat Donald on up. If those things go away, or Donald wins those arguments, it's the fallback to never get to the real issues. And here's my problem with this, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't deny that doing any of those things against someone's will is wrong.
Yeah.
Let me be very, very, very clear. Anytime you try to force anybody like that, it's wicked, evil, and wrong. No debate, right. No dispute, no room for equivocation of any kind, right? Let's be blunt and bold,
that's
okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
However, when these Me Too movement people cry wolf so many times and so many of the stories turn out to be completely bogus, Okay? Like, where's Roy Moore's accusers to prove the point? Where are all the accusers of Kavanaugh now to prove the point? Where's this Julie Swetnick lady? And where's this? Okay, where are all these people? And then you get this situation where this girl says he tried to kiss me and against my will. Hey, man, when was that, Kurt? Back in 16?
That's what they say.
Hey, man, it's 19. How come we're just hearing about it 3 years later? Not when it happened. So at some point, there's a credibility problem here, and they cry wolf so many times where I don't even know what to believe anymore, Kurt.
Yeah, and this is Washington Post piece, and remember, who owns the Washington Post? That'd be Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos has had a little bit of trouble in the media lately with his philanderings, if you will. And so what better way to take the eye off? Remember the wag the dog thing, Sam? To take the eye off him than to bring out more about the president, you know, or whatever. And you get somebody to look over there instead of keep looking here.
Yeah, and I'm not defending this practice, but I will say this. In many cultures and in many circumstances, Jewish culture does this a lot. The Hispanic culture does this a lot. Hey, they kiss everybody, Kurt, on the cheek. And, you know, you walk up to a woman you've never even met and you get introduced to her. No, nice to meet you. And you leave. And the guy, the mafia, the mobsters do this. And the Jewish people do this a lot. And the Hispanic people, a lot of cultures and a lot of situations. And they literally kiss almost every woman on the cheek, don't they?
Well, yeah. And
I'm not saying that I like it or I think it's good. I think it's warped and weird in many ways, personally.
Well, you have just different traditions, if you will, and different forms of greetings, what I think is interesting in today's world, Sam, is as far as I can tell, it would be perfectly fine if she leaned up and gave him a kiss. But if he does, then he's got to get some kind of a permission slip from her, and she's got to sign it, you know, with her consent. It's just a weird world we live in, the woman can basically pretty much do anything. She's supposed to ask guys out on a date. She's supposed to basically, do whatever she wants, and it'll be fine because she has given her consent by just doing it. Whereas if a guy does any of those things without the consent,
and in fact, I think somebody ought to say she didn't kiss me, and I'm mad, and I'm going to sue over that.
Yeah. See? It's just an interesting world. I mean, I grew up in the time where, you know, the guy asked the girl out, and the
that's crazy.
You know,
talk.
I mean, I know.
Asked to add permission or get, you know, introduced to her in some respectable, appropriate way. All right. How about the happiest and healthiest states in the United States, Kurt?
Well, yeah, Sam, now these, I know that this will shock you, but I think it all just depends on who's doing the questions and how are they asking them, right? But they say the headline, the happiest and healthiest, man, for some reason, Siri's just, no, I didn't summon you, just go back to sleep. Anyway, the headline, the happiest and healthiest states in the U.S. ranked, it never does that any time except for I'm on the radio. I mean, I could be having it the whole time, all the day, and it never goes off. But somehow Siri wakes up when I'm doing the radio show. Subheadline says, it's the seventh time this beautiful state has topped Gallup's well-being list since rankings began in 2008, Sam. So what do you think is the top state? Do you have a guess? I just was wondering what you thought here. Like, if you were gonna, you know, see who they picked
for the happiest and healthiest state.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll probably pick some place like Chicago or Illinois, or maybe they'll say New York or California, or, you know, Maine or something. They'll have some liberal bastion for sure.
I'll give you a little hint.
And you want to know why they would? Because they have completely different criteria than I would have.
Yeah, good point. That's exactly why I wanted to bring it up. It says, take a place where the residents enjoy warm relationships, like what they do each day, love their surroundings, and are inspired to treat their bodies right. It must be paradise.
Uh-huh.
No wonder Hawaii fits the bill. The Aloha State,
but see, that's one of the most
again,
liberal states in the union, I might add.
Yeah, that's right. The Aloha State once again takes over the number one spot on the Gallup National Health and Well-Being Index.
But it's just interesting nobody can afford to live there. Okay,
that's right.
Happy as all get out.
They say Hawaii and Colorado, which was in sixth place this year, are the only two states to be included in the top 10 every year. So the top five happiest states, Hawaii, Wyoming, Alaska, Montana, and Utah. Now, I'm kind of wondering
how
Wyoming
surprised.
Got in there exactly myself. But
everybody's
but
just happy
anyway.
That's how, Kurt.
I guess. Maybe they're happy because they're so far away from California and New York.
Good point.
But anyway, Alaska would fit that as well.
Wow. All right.
But anyway, there's your happiest and whatever.
All right. Kurt wants to know if you've seen the movie The Vibratos.
Oh, right, real quick, the top five unhappiest states.
Oh, here we go.
Want to hear those?
Yes.
West Virginia, Arkansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Now, I don't know why they would say that, you know. I mean, but hey.
Well, first off, they hate the Bible Belt.
Yeah, that's
so, you know, you believe
point.
In the Bible,
that's
and you've got to be unhappy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, all I'm telling you is this is the kind of people that do the polls. You know, I'd be interested in creating my own criteria for what makes happiness. And I would start out with this God, family, country idea. And if you want to make America great again, that's a happiness factor. Big time.
Good point.
If you believe in the traditional God-ordained family, that's a serious happiness factor. If you believe in God, that's really happy. If you believe in one man, one woman marriages, then I believe all those things make people happy, Kurt. I really do.
Yep, I know.
But I bet
you're
that isn't
warped,
a single
Sam.
Issue of their criteria, though.
Good point.
All right.
You're exactly right.
By the way, Kurt wants to know if you've seen the film The Vibratos.
Yeah, now this was suggested on YouTube the other night for me, and it's a film from back when I was born, 1958. I don't remember it. Called The Bravados, and it's got Gregory Peck and a famous lady, what's her name? Anyway, sorry, I had her right here, but anyway, Joan Collins, that's right. And they're both in there, and yet, you know, Sam, I watched this whole thing. It's got, you know, cool plot and all that kind of stuff, and yet they didn't have to have naked people. I didn't have to edit it or anything. You know, back from 1958, you know, it was plenty entertaining. It was a good story. I mean, in the end, some, you know, the bad guys got, and the good guys, you know, came out. It wasn't like nobody got hurt or anything. But, you know, it was just, hey, a good story. I'm sure it didn't cost them like millions to blow up cars and blow up buildings and everything else. And yet, hey, they got some horses and some real drama, and you know, anyway, it was kind of refreshing again.
Yeah, that was back in the day when there was some morality and things out there, Kurt, to some degree.
I know, Sam, you know, and
you can't
so
be having
I just
that,
thought
man.
I'd mention it to you,
all right,
pretty interesting.
Well, what should I work on watching that, Kurt?
They even had the border in it, you know, the Mexican border,
man.
You know,
I bet it's and, racist as all get out, too.
Well, they got husbands, loving wives,
see what
and
I mean?
Children.
It just shut
know?
That
I mean,
right on down. They used to say eight is enough, now it's two is enough, right? So there you go.
Good point.
You know, I want to go back to this happiest state kind of discussion really quick here, because I think it's kind of important. You know, what would your criteria be for the happiest state, ladies and gentlemen? What if you were to kind of query a people, what would you put as your criteria? I mentioned God, family, and country. And the other thing I would promote is the protection of life, liberty, and property. What states promote life and liberty? See, I'm waiting for the first state to get rid of the income tax and the property tax. We don't have one of those
yet.
Buddy, I'd pray for one. That's kind of an area of happiness. How involved is the government in your life? How family-oriented is the community? How religious is the community? Not from a pious point of view, but from a they literally live the Ten Commandments kind of an idea. See, those are the principles that I would say makes a people happy and safe and stable. I wouldn't, you know, find out how late the nightclubs stay open, for instance, or whatever. And we just have a completely different viewpoint on what that really is. All right, thanks for being along. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.